Strange Adventure.
Jose de la Vega Cassidy and his companion Juan Garcia halted their horses near the foot of Wild Horse Mesa and gazed upward at the beautiful black stallion silhouetted against the desert sky. This majestic sentinel of the wild returned the gaze of the admiring horseman.
Jose, that is the one the people call El Diablo. Can we try to catch him now?
No, Juan, no. We must study El Diablo, learn his ways and his weaknesses.
So the two men made several trips to the domain of the wild horses. At last, they discovered El Diablo's weakness. He lived up to his name of the Devil with the ladies. Every time the black stallion went to a waterhole, he was followed by the most beautiful mares of the herd. Jose and Juan built and camouflaged a strong fence around the waterhole that lay near one end of a box canyon. When all was ready, the men managed to cut two of the mares from the wild herd and drove them into the snare. An hour passed, and the nervous mares whinnied and snorted. At last, El Diablo heard them and plunged down the trail to their rescue. Jose and Juan dashed from their hiding place, and El Diablo was trapped. The stallion was roped and led between the mounts of the two men, fighting, balking, and trying to rear up and break away. A week later, the Black Beauty had succumbed somewhat to the gentle and patient ways of Jose de la Vega Cassidy. It was now time for him to be turned into the breaking corral. El Diablo ran gracefully around the pen as Jose and Juan watched.
Jose, he is almost gentle already. Tomorrow we will put the saddle on him. He's a very fine horse.
But the next morning the friends met with disappointment. El Diablo had jumped the fence and disappeared. A faint smile spread over the face of Jose.
Well, at least he's happy again, Juan. He's back again with his family.
One day, Jose was riding alone and had just rounded a turn in the desert road when El Diablo and his mares came into sight some distance ahead. So intent was he in admiring the flowing motion of the wild horse that he didn't see the mountain lion crouched upon the rocky ledge above him. He heard a slight sound and looked up just as the huge, tawny beast sprang. His frightened horse bolted, but too late. The giant cat's body struck Jose, knocking him from the saddle, stunned. Juan Garcia finally found Jose de la Vega Cassidy the next morning, limping toward the ranch house, clinging to the long ebon mane of the black stallion.
Jose, for the love of your father, Jose, what happened? And why you catch El Diablo again?
Juan, if you go back there on the desert, you will find a dead mountain lion. El Diablo killed it and saved my life. Now he's helping me home. He's not only a ladies' man. He's a man's man now.
This is Pat McGinn in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Last of the Pioneers, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.